This is Dick Dale, and you're about to hear me recorded live at the Irving Plaza in New York City. But I'm not just shredding the airwaves right now, I'm also surfing the Microsoft network. So crank up the radio and boot up your PC and catch up to me right now on onair.msn.com. Once again, the address is onair.msn.com.
On air, on MSN, it's radioactive.
Welcome to another radioactive version of MSN's On Air. This is Dick Dale, and you're about to hear me recorded live at the Irving Plaza in New York City. But I'm not just shredding the airwaves right now, I'm also surfing the Microsoft network. So crank up the radio and boot up your PC and catch up to me right now on onair.msn.com. Once again, the address is onair.msn.com. So paddle on over because I'm giving away copies of my new CD, Better Shred Than Dead, that's on Rhino. And I'm hanging out, waiting to talk with you. Now, with no further ado, on with the show.
We'll be right back. What? What?
Take it or leave it. Vocals, bring the vocal up real hard so I don't have to really yell out for it, if you would. Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
That's what was missing was my gum. Wow. Oh, little sticks, little Jimmy. He's just the first one. We couldn't bring him on because we came off a month and a half tour in the southern United States, and we were in Europe for five times in a year. And excuse me, everybody came down with that thing, that flu bug, and we didn't want to take the chance because we thought we were coming into weather. So little Jimmy we call him every night, and he goes, "Hey, Dad." He just turned five. He goes, "Hey, Dad, how's the crowds, Dad?" And I go, "They're full, Jimmy, and they're all asking for you." He goes, "That's cool, Dad." So we didn't have the bus ready. We had to come across in the old thing that keeps breaking down all the time, so we didn't want to take the chance. But next one, he will be here, kicking ass as usual. He just turned five, sponsored by Zildjian. I love it. All right, this is off the... in June, something's happening. It's pretty wild and crazy. What's going on is Rhino Records is releasing something that they've never done before. It's called the Dick Dale Anthology. It's about 39 tunes that we did from the beginning of time all the way up to now, and it's just unbelievable. And they took some of the video clips from the tour we did with the Warped Tour, and so that's going to be on there too. It's got video clips of the Warped Tour. It's got all kinds of neat things coming out around June the 10th, and the whole thing is called Better Shred Than Dead. So. This is Bendito. We'll be right back. we're going to speed it up now. I wish for you what I wish for myself. We did that the other night too. We brought them all up on the stage. Wait a minute. This one here, this is some of the songs that you just heard. Nitrous, when we started off with, that was on Beggar's Banquet on Calling Up Spurs, the last CD that we've done, which was bitchin'. And thank you for supporting us on that, and I'm glad you liked that. And we did, and here's one of the songs that we did on it, and that it was called The Wedge Paradiso, and we were in Amsterdam, and those of you that saw the video of me riding across the desert bareback and on the black beautiful Mustang, that we preserved the breeds of the Mustangs. And somebody said, Jesus, you were wearing those Indian skins, flaps. Were you really naked? Well, okay, yes. So if you watch really close and you see the flap go up and down once in a while, you can see my ass. But I couldn't walk for 2 weeks because did you ever ride bare ass on a horse across the desert bareback? I stepped on my gum. That's what happened. Shit, I can't believe that's the first time in history my gum never fell off my guitar. Brook Street in Laguna, that's what it was. That was my favorite spot, Brook Street in Laguna. Ah, now I can chew again. It's a chewing thing. I go, on. Okay. Somebody said he was yelling out Peppermint Man. Okay. But, okay, Vinny Welnick, the Grateful Dead, greatest keyboard player in the world, greatest guy. And he came out of. Well, he was feeling terrible when we lost Jerry, so he was never going to play again. Then Perry Prince, one of the greatest drummers in the world, Perry said, was his best friend because they were the Tubes together. He says, Dick, why don't you have Vinny play keyboards on Fever and Peppermint Man? And I said, yeah. So he came down and he played unbelievable. And I'm glad because we kept the great talent alive. I didn't want him never, I wanted him to keep playing in his life. But the thing is, when we're doing this song, we have background singers that go, Peppermint Man, like that. So, we don't have another microphone for them. The last time we had a mic, so we had them all stand up here saying, going, Peppermint Man. So, you know what we'll do? We'll have the audience sing it. Right? So, when I go like this, Mr. Peppermint Man was his name, was his name. Every girl he loved, left her in vain. Peppermint Man. Peppermint Man. Darling, my name is the Peppermint Man. Uh-huh. So that you did good. So you're gonna do it. There's another part. Someone's got the music. There's another part. You're shitting. This is the music to it. I can't read music, though. Hey! Hey! I don't play the musicians, man. I play the grassroots people, man. Grassroots people, they don't know what an augmented ninth is, and they don't know what a 13th, and neither do I. Listen, I can't even play the scale. Who cares? I play from in here. In here. My frustrations about the shit that's going on in this country and this government and this shit and everything, our children and our families, our jobs. And then I play happy songs too, you know, those things too. But I gotta get the word out, man. We gotta do something about it. Okay, we'll do it just because you asked for it. Peppermint Man. Beggar's Banquet, it's on that. So get ready. Oh, there's another verse they can sing too. Let's see. You know what you can do with that book? Man, I love you. I love you. See! Mr. Peppermint Man. Peppermint Man. That was his name. Every girl he loved. He loved her. Man, oh. development. Did you hear that? Well, Hands of Stone. Guitar players say to me, hey man, you play on thick strings. Well, guitar player strings are usually 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 gauge. My smallest string is a 16. Then it goes to 18. It jumps to 20. Then it jumps up to 38. 48. To 50, 59s, 58s, and 60s. I don't play on no wussy strings.
Thank you.
How did you like it? All right, so when we do a new CD, we'll throw that one on it. Okay, let's see. Somebody yelled out, "Let's go tripping." That was... Did you ever hear the mojo sound? You know the mojo, what they used to call the mojo sounds? Well, "Let's Go Trippin'" was the father, the beginning of the mojo sound, because it was dum 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 ba dum 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 ba dum dum. That was the old mojo sound. So this is what it used to be. "Let's Go Trippin'," man. If you said it today, you'd get arrested. But back when we were playing, they used to go, "Let's Go Trippin' on down to see Dick Dale at the Rendezvous Ballroom." This was before you were born. When I was very, very young and the dinosaurs roamed the earth, we used to do this. So everybody used to go like this. "Let's go trippin'!" All right, let's do it all together.
"Let's go trippin'!"
That sounds so bitchin', man. I just want to bask in that because it's so loud. I feel like there's power. We have power. You should hear yourself. Watch. Just do it one more time. Do it again.
"Let's go trippin'!"
All right. Okay. Now I will play it. Now we will play it. I love it here. All right, let's go. You ready? Let's do it one more time, and then as you do it, I'll slide right into the song. Go! Let's
go! We'll be right back.
everybody say cherry, cherry pie. Watch. Cherry, cherry pie. Cherry pie. Yeah. Cherry, cherry pie.
Dip, 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 dip.
Cherry, cherry pie. Cherry pie. Apple of my eye. Everybody say, give me some. Get ready. Give me some. Say it again. Give me some. Look her in the eye and say, give me some. Give me some of your chin. Hit it up.
Thank you. never know how much I love you. You'll never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get that feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, honey, fever. When you hold me tight, everybody say fever. In the morning.
Good singing that part. You've been doing so good singing at all. So follow the bouncing ball. The words are, I never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, that's, I get the feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever, and then you go, and then when you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. And then you go, fever, all through the, oh shit, I forgot it. You took my mind off what I was thinking. Okay, get ready. Okay. Never know how much I love you. Now, you say,
never know how much I love you.
Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get the feeling it's so hard to bear. I get the feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, when you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Now the big one.
On air, 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 on MSN. It's radioactive.